everybody. This is Dr. Jackie Thomas-Miller. I'm here again hosting our College of Education First Gen Me podcast. And you know, this space was designed just for our first generation college graduates to share within a small space of time valuable nuggets. And you know, we have been getting some diamonds. We've been getting some gems from all of our first generation college graduates who've been my guests this year. And I am really excited to share with you today. We have Dr. Rose Mason. If you tuned in our last podcast, you know we had Dr. Benjamin Mason. He was a faculty member also here in the College of Education. This is his spouse, Dr. Rose Mason. You know, he mentioned her a little bit. So we're going to dig deep with Dr. Mason today. So welcome, Dr. Mason, to our podcast.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm glad to be here.
We are just so excited. You know, I shared with Ben how we really wanted the two of you together to get some perspective. But you know, I think it was good we had you separate, because now we're going to get his little snippet, and now we're going to get your diamond gem. So let's start off with our first question. What does the first generation college graduate identity mean to you?
I think probably the biggest thing is perseverance. Mm-hmm. And deciding what you want and going for it. Probably other thing too is my dad really wanted me to go to college, and so, and he wanted me to be a doctor. He did not mean academic doctor. He wanted me to be a medical doctor, but he was super proud that he got his doctor in the family.
Well, that's great. So, you know, you mentioned going for it and perseverance. And you know, I'm going to go back to what your husband, Dr. Ben Mason, shared. He shared it. He dropped out. He dropped out and he went back at the age of 30. And I asked, now, were you married at that time to Dr. Rose Mason? He said yes. And so I can see now why he had that good support system, because you infused in, hey, you got to go for it. You got to go back. You know, don't let that one little hurdle of finances, whatever little thing you went through, hold you back. Can you talk to us a little bit about that conversation? Because I know it was some conversation.
We did have a conversation, and he's very, very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And
he is.
Very creative. And I actually told him it didn't matter because he wasn't doing anything with it. Uh-huh. And he needed to do something with it.
And okay. So
back to school.
So basically, you really infused that perseverance even in your spouse. And what I saw that was so exciting, that both of you were first-generation college graduates, and why I wanted you here together, is because I wanted to see how you interact with each other, how you supported each other throughout your journey, because I know at the age of 27, you probably still were pursuing your graduate studies, correct?
Yes, I was in graduate. Mm-hmm. I was getting my master's in mm-hmm. graduate school. So, mm-hmm.
And do you think that by you going on and continuing your studies is one of the reasons why you said, hey, you know what? You can do this. You can do this.
Probably one of the reasons, but also financial prospects.
mean, and you know, he talked about that, and many of our first-gen guests, and I know all of our first-generation college students in tune today, they're going through this, that financial piece. And Rachel Swank shared in our last episode how you really have to start ask those questions. How do I dig and acquire these resources? I need help. Mm-hmm. And many times as first generation college students, they resist asking for help because they think it's a sign of weakness. Mm-hmm. Did you ever experience that?
So I think that's funny because when I was an undergrad, every time we had to, the beginning of each semester was an incredible moment of panic for me because I knew the bill was coming and how am I going to pay for it? My parents could not afford it. We're very, very, very poor. So I didn't, I mean, I worked a lot and did all the financial aid information. I think the biggest thing is because my parents did not go to college, they didn't know what I was supposed to do.
Right.
And so they couldn't tell me. But thankfully, I did have other support systems. I mean, recognizing my own privilege despite having some disadvantages. Mm-hmm. I had lots of support systems, and thankfully I was intellectually capable of doing it. I mean, that makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're can't achieve above standards, then you get a little extra edge that people first generation who might not be performing as well academically don't get. So that was helpful. Right. I think. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yes. You know, we had another guest, Ryan Farrell and Floyd Craig and even myself. We came from those low-income households. And one of our guests, Ryan, shared that we just have to take ownership. And like you said, we were very smart, or else we wouldn't have gotten where we were. But we need to learn how to take ownership and know how to navigate through all of these systems. Yes, our parents aren't able to help us, but there are many, many resources on campus that are able to help us. Could you identify any resources that our first-generation college students could really obtain and reach out for right now here in the College of Education?
Oh, in the College of Education?
You know, if they, I was going to say. Well, you know, we have a lot of resources on campus, like maybe financial aid. We have different things in student services, student success center. But oftentimes, you know, this is a first generation this is our College of Education podcast. And we want to identify how we can be a resource to our students. And as a faculty member, how would you feel that you could be a resource to our students?
So, I mean, I was going to say the financial aid office is your biggest resource. Then you have to go. You have to not be afraid to say, like, you don't have anything. But I also think the advisors in the College of Ed, and also, like, you have to ask questions. You have to think about your next step because nobody else is going to figure it out for you.
That's right.
And
that's
I also think, I mean, as a faculty, I mean, you can come to my office anytime and I will help as much as I can in giving you that information, but you just can't. You have to ask, you have to put yourself out there, which is not easy to do, I know.
Right. Have you ever had any students in your actual classes reach out to you?
I don't think, like, they came for that specific purpose, but we've had conversations.
Because I know in the College of Education, we get a little closer sometimes to our students when we, you know, get further along in our programs because we're seeing them more often and in specific spaces. But I really appreciate that your door is open. And just as many of our faculty and staff that we've had as guests, they have shared that. And I just want to know, is there anything else you want to just say to our listening audience today before we close?
I guess I just can't stress enough to seek out the resources, surround yourself with people that will support you and help you. First, you have to decide what you want and what your goals are, and then find the support systems that are going to help you achieve those goals.
Right.
I think that's the biggest And then recognize, I mean, even for lots of us, there's layers of your privileges and how you're brought up and your culture, and to think about that too as you're with your peers, and that you're probably not alone in whatever your struggles or barriers are. That
Dr. Mason, I am so humbled that you agreed to share this space with me today as we close out our 2021-22 College of Education First Gen Me podcast series. It is my hope that each one of our listeners will embrace the journeys that many first gen students encounter as they navigate their path through college graduation. Speaking for myself as a first generation college graduate, it is my hope that each one of our listeners will embrace the journeys that many first gen students will and are still encountering as they navigate their path through college graduation, and use pieces of each experience shared throughout these podcasts as an inspiration and motivation to reach higher. Thank you all for tuning in, and boiler up.